This is episode number 2102 of the Who Cares News for Friday, December 3rd, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
The music world's been up in arms the last few days because Adam Levine came out with a facial tattoo. He had a tattoo of a rose on his face. And everybody's like, whoa, man, what's the deal? What's the deal? And I mean, you know, he's got tats everywhere.
Yeah.
You know? He's pretty proud of that. It was a fake. He took to Instagram to tell everybody that, including his mom, that the ink wasn't permanent. I'm too vain for that, he said. So, even though he showed it off, little rose tattoo up on the temple, it was fake. Apparently, it generated so much publicity. And his new tequila line, which I think that's what it was all about, that it did its work. Anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, everybody's got a tequila line, don't they? Anyway.
Well, that's true. Yeah. But it's just amazing what...
what they'll do, right? Yeah.
The silliest things generate so much.
The facial tattoos is, I think, where I draw a line. You know, it's one thing to have them crawl all up your neck, right up under your chin.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just can't get rid of the stuff. I mean, you can, but God, how painful is that?
Right. I couldn't do it on my face. Probably my neck either.
No. Not my thing. It is time for the Who Cares News, kids. Here's Morgan.
There's one celebrity Adele would fangirl over, it's The Rock.
Wow, who wouldn't?
I know.
I would, too.
Would you?
Come on.
Would you fangirl?
I would fangirl over him.
So in a recent interview, Adele dished on a bunch of cool things, like what to expect in her upcoming I Drink Wine music video. But first, gushing over Dwayne Johnson.
Gushing. Gushing.
Yes. Now, so she was asked and she's not a big gusher. You know,
I could see her gushing, but I don't think she does.
So she was asked if there was any celebrity she would freak out over, and with no hesitation
whatsoever.
She said The Rock would literally move her to tears if she ever met him.
Wow, she's not met him. Oh, that's interesting. You would think, I don't know why you think celebrities meet each other, right?
You think they all know each other.
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, we hung. Right?
But see, if she's put it out there now, and he's one that will make gestures.
Oh, no, maybe he'll give her a truck.
Right?
Like Adele needs a truck.
So, she calls him by his wrestling name because she says that she was the biggest wrestling fan when she was younger.
Oh, that's cool. All right, I get it. Okay, cool.
Now, while she has yet to meet The Rock in person, Adele did say that they've already established a sweet connection.
Oh.
So... she said he sent me flowers the other day because him and his wife, he couldn't make my show.
Aw, that's
sweet.
And
she said, literally, I nearly fell off me chair. I nearly fell off of me chair.
Oh, gosh. That's crazy. That's crazy. I guess we do assume that celebrities know each other, but I guess they don't.
Well, she says he needs to be President Rock.
President Rock.
I could go for that.
I don't think she would call him President Dwayne Johnson. She'd call him President
Rock. She would call him President Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, President The Rock.
President The Rock.
Yes.
No, you know what? I mean, I don't know anything about his politics. I do know that at least what the part of him that we see and have seen for mostly the last 5 or 6 years is a very cool dude. Very cool dude. And I hope that he's that cool in real life.
Supposedly,
I've not heard anything,
you
know. It's not like he's Bill Cosby and the world knows he's a creep or Ellen or anybody like that. It's just like everybody seems to think this guy's okay in town. So.
There doesn't seem to be any Quaaludes in his pocket.
Quaaludes.
Some errant pudding pops.
There you go. You go.
Tori Spelling. One of my favorite topics in Who Cares News because.
Yeah.
Well, she was being interviewed this week, and an interesting topic came up in the conversation.
What's that?
Was she getting anything for husband Dean McDermott for Christmas?
I think I know the answer to that.
So, it's no secret.
No secret.
That Tori has been hiding the fact that she is divorcing Dean.
This is the craziest damn story about the two of them. You know, everybody, this is one of those where everybody in town knows what's going on, but she's ignoring the fact that anybody knows. It's like, oh, no, everything's
Tori Spelling lives in her own little fantasy
world.
Yeah,
you're right. You're right. Yeah, she does.
She just thinks she's that and all that and a bag of chips.
Yep.
And,
or a bag of makeup. No, anyway, sorry. I was trying to come up with a better comeback than that, but.
So anyway, sources say they've been over for a while.
Yeah, I imagine.
And remember, back in 2014, he did cheat on her.
He did cheat on her. She threatened to leave him then. They had garage sales. They ran out of money. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's happened to the two of them.
Now, a couple of months ago, Tori was seen yelling at her phone outside a divorce attorney's office. We're pretty sure.
Well,
it has something to do with the big D, you know, Dean divorce, you know.
And he was missing from the family Christmas card shoot.
Yes.
We mentioned that last week.
Subtle.
He's busy. He's shooting a film in Canada.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure he is.
Maybe like a deposition.
Well, they could have photoshopped him in. I mean, you know.
Well, no. But, well,
that happens.
And, well, now it's out.
Okay, it's out.
So if they've thought about that, then they're not going to. So she sidestepped the question by saying that, of course, the kids would be getting something for their dad. And so the host kept pushing, and she eventually said the family would be getting something for Dean.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my God. But not her. She's not getting anything personal for her. Well, at least she didn't lie.
That's
she
true.
Might be hiding this, but she's not, you know.
That's true. Yeah. At least she didn't say they, you know, if they got something, they couldn't ship it while he was up to Canada.
Oh, yeah,
while
he's in Canada because, you know, he can't take things across the line. So
that's it.
Yeah, because of COVID. Yeah. And she could have explained away COVID. Oh, no, he's quarantining in Canada because he's not allowed back in the United
it's
States.
Like the excuse is there.
I know.
It's free of charge.
I'm sure after the holidays, they'll make the announcement. Life will be all back to norm.
And we'll all go, say it isn't so.
Yeah.
Meh.
So Halle Berry has been enjoying the spotlight this week.
Oh, yes, yes,
she
has. Yes.
Look, she got
swaying to the music.
Multi-picture deal, swaying to the music on her Insta. Though I can't get the music to come up, but it says that it's from the soundtrack of Bruise.
Oh.
Everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy with Halle.
Halle, you deserve it, by golly. How many ribs did she break to make this movie, John Wick? She broke a bunch. She's
what, in this one?
Yeah.
Really?
She's diabetic, and she breaks bones easily. And she said because she had done it in doing John Wick, that as soon as it happened to her in doing Bruise, she knew exactly what it was. But she wouldn't stop. She said, you know what? I knew that if I stopped, that they would take this away from me. We just would never, there would be no excuse to finish it. So she just kept going. Luckily, it was on a Friday. She had the weekend to kind of heal up a little bit, and then she just sucked it up.
Huh.
If she can suck it up, I can suck it up, by golly.
That's true, by golly, by gumdrop.
More Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend, and
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.